Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away. Where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. Will future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year. And nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Hidalgo. Hello, bro. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, broski. What's going on?
Nothing. Got a bit of news and stuff for you.
All right. Perfect. So, anything hot and juicy this weekend? Or last week?
Last week. Okay. Well, I guess the first bit is everyone who's a fan of Sherlock Holmes, the movie, the Sherlock Holmes movie. The last one came out 2 years ago, and it's still, the third one is moving along slowly, because as you know, it stars Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law, and both of these actors are very busy actors, and Jude Law has recently said that it's coming along very slowly. They have gone into meetings with Warner Brothers Studios, but it's still moving slowly because nobody can get their schedules correct, you know? I mean, you got Robert Downey Jr. working on pretty much everything Marvel. And then you got Jude Law, who's just doing movies left and right. So I don't know what time they're going to be able to film this movie. And I really hope they get around to filming it.
Of course. I mean, come on now. Don't you think if there's a contract, like you have to kind of give time for each production? Like, aren't they based maybe through, like, let's say they want to do it like back to back in 4 months, wouldn't they pretty much just dedicate themselves to that one project, or is it that they're doing so many things at once that they
it's
can
just
dedicate
they're already,
themselves
they're,
to this
they're
one.
already com- you know they're already compromised with doing other projects. They're
Yeah.
already doing things before, and they're trying to get fit, you know, Sherlock Holmes into it. I mean, and remember, these actors don't only just work; they have their own lives and stuff too. So it's kind of hard, you know. They can't just stop. They can't finish a wrap up of a movie that's probably been 4 months, and then go immediately into another film that's going to be another 4 months. And like, at what time? Yeah. So
for,
I don't know.
But for sure, is in pre-production the film. It's in pre-production for sure.
Yeah, still it's in pre-production, I guess. I mean, and I really doubt that Robert Downey Jr. He's going to be doing a movie anytime soon, because, well, this is going to segue into the next bit of news. That Scarlett Johansson said that Avengers 2 is going to start filming in January. And we all know that Robert Downey Jr. is going to get the most screen time for that movie.
Okay.
I don't expect that movie to come out anytime now, probably not until after the Avengers.
So Robert Downey is going, so how many films is he in pre-production right now? Do you have an idea?
I have no idea. I know he's filming one movie, but I never really found out what it was he's filming, but I do know he's doing one. And Avengers 2 is just around the corner. Apparently the filming is around the corner, so, you know, you can expect that very soon. And start seeing, you know, images, set images and stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So anyways,
I don't know. I feel like he's really been burning his stuff out lately, like in these past couple years. Like you know,
just,
in the industry, like he's everywhere.
He's making up for lost time, you know, and
yeah,
he's very talented. I mean.
Mhm.
He's one of the examples of why you should give people second chances. I mean, you know how many times he's been, well, not second, probably like third or fourth chance, but you know how many times he's gone under with the drugs and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and drug addiction, and then he just came back, and he's doing fantastic now. I mean, just doing great. And I'm really happy that he's actually up here, because I thought if he wouldn't have come back, it would have been, you know, Hollywood would have lost a great actor, you know. And I was pretty happy to see him back and be playing Iron Man and everything. And I know that I'm sure he can do this. He can do it, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, to elaborate more on the Avengers 2 news, it's about actually James Spader, who's doing the voice for, you know, Ultron, or maybe not
mm-hmm.
only doing the voice, because recently when he was talking. He said that with Joss Whedon. He was talking with Joss Whedon, director and writer of Avengers 2, and he had to go through extensive photographs, head scans, body scans, and all kinds of preparation, and quote unquote figuring out how the hell I'm going to fit in this Ultron character. With that being said, it kind of sounds like they're talking about doing motion capture suits. Like he's going to be a motion capture, or he's going to also do. You know, I mean, they're obviously going to be CGI. There's going to be, like, I
uh-huh.
think that what they might be doing is CGI motion capture and, like, practical effects, like they did with Iron Man. Because
mm-hmm.
he wears the suit a few times. Iron Man, he wears a suit. Tony Stark, he wears a suit. Like, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. wears a suit in the movie. And as well
mm-hmm.
as their CGI and motion capture. So it feels like, I think that's what we're going to be doing for Ultron. It would be really
okay.
cool. And I hope they use as much practical effects as possible. You know, wearing a full suit and just having him talk, that'd be great.
Uh-huh.
I would
good.
Like to see more of that. Yeah, and knowing Joss Whedon, you know, he'd probably go for that because he's really good. I'd like to see that.
Well,
it's
good to see these actors really, like, try out their own versatility, like, just for them to really challenge themselves, you know, in these things.
Yeah, because it's
so,
something you've never seen James Spader do. He doesn't really do roles like this, and it's nice to see him doing something like this, getting out of his, I guess, comfort zone, maybe? I don't know. I mean, he has played villains, but he hasn't played a comic book villain like this.
Okay. So
what's
next? Is there any TV news?
Oh, well, yeah, actually, I do have just one bit. Fox announced, I mean, we knew this was happening, a Gotham TV show, which is kind of, it's going to be kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., except it's going to be before, you know, much the origins of Commander, not Commander, Commissioner Gordon. He's going to be, it's going to be him. It's going to be like a Gotham, a police show, but about Gotham City. And it's going to be about real life, you know, the real Batman villains. So it's not going to be a, it's going to be a Batman TV show, but not about Batman. It's going to take place in Gotham City, but it's not going to be about him. It's going to be about Commissioner Gordon. And Fox, it's going to be on Fox. So
and
that's pretty good
to
hear.
Who's the cast? Do you know?
So far, there's nothing. It's just been announced. And it's kind of good
to
hear that Fox is the one behind it, because if it would have been CW, the CW is usually where the Warner Brothers TV shows go. Like, you know, Arrow's on there, Smallville was on there. And those type of shows are just filled with, I guess, young, attractive 20-some. And they're... And that's it. It's not. It doesn't feel. It feels more like, you know, soap opery, more like a soap opera or something. And if it's on Fox, I think it'll be less of that and a bit more serious. And hopefully Fox doesn't cancel it, like they did Firefly. Anyways.
I think that was. I think definitely. Yeah, it would be probably a little more amateur, more mature, and more dynamic in their cast and stuff like that. Probably.
Yeah.
It would probably be a production worth watching.
Yeah. So yeah, some more news here is Chris Hemsworth, you know, who played Thor, and he is in the upcoming movie of Rush.
Okay.
What his new film he's actually doing, he just finished filming, is called Cyber. And he just gave us details on the plot. I hadn't heard about this movie till, like, you know, right now. And it's being directed by the guy, I think, who directed Heat. I think, yeah, it's being directed by the guy who directed Heat. Yeah, No. The one with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, the bank robbing movie. He also directed Club Enemy. Yeah.
Okay.
So this movie's called Cyber, and it's about cyber terrorism. Okay. Anyways, it says it's something like the Chicago Board of Trade is hacked into and sets off a chain of events around the world, you know, affecting the stock market and stuff. And it said the code that was used. The character that the Chris Hemsworth plays had written it years before, and he happens to be in prison for a cybercrime. And then they pull him out of prison, the FBI, to offer him a deal if he works with the FBI and the Chinese government, trying to track down the guy who used the code that he wrote to take down, you know, to hack into the Chicago Board of Trade. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good.
It's interesting because, you know, with these cyber terrorist stuff, they started back in the 90s, and in the 90s, you know, not a lot of people knew, not a lot of people used the internet, and everybody had access to the internet, and they're like, we don't really know what the hell you're talking about. But now, since, you know, most like everyone uses the internet, now they know what hacking is. This can be this will probably be successful, you know, at least in this century, because Live Free or Die Hard, that was another cyber terrorism movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a really serious issue. It's like
that was
cyber
like
terrorism
a trend
is a thing.
In Hollywood movies. Remember that was like a trend in these action movies and stuff like that in these Hollywood movies?
Yeah. Because it's a real thing, you know?
Yeah, and then but like every other action movie had to do with that with some terrorist and then somebody money laundering and then like cyber I don't know, it's crazy. The same way that they got
it
like
cyber terrorism,
like
that's a big thing.
Yeah, and then like the whole like, you know, Hollywood gets there's a lot of trends in their movies when it's like it depends, I guess, like on the time of the era or whatever, when it's like blowing up planes against buildings and then all that stuff and I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it sounds pretty interesting. I would like to see a trailer at least. I mean, they finished filming, so we can expect a trailer in a few months maybe.
Okay.
So that'll be pretty cool.
Hey, have you gotten any more news on that one movie? Remember that it was a documentary and child in that child issue in the Disneyland?
Oh.
Was it like child
okay,
rape
yeah.
or something like that or?
Oh, you're talking about Escape from Tomorrow, the Disney one, the one
that
I told
one.
You about.
Yes.
Okay,
Yeah,
yeah. No, no, no.
documentary.
It's not even a doc. It's not a documentary. It's an actual. Yeah, it's an. It's a scripted movie. It's
Oh, okay.
it's a movie that filmed on in Disneyland, okay, and without Disney's permission, and it's gonna includes very strong things that Disney doesn't like to be associated with. In fact, it's gonna be rated R. And from what I saw from the trailer, it's gonna be very crazy and insane. And I'm probably gonna go see it, and I'll probably love it because it's gonna be crazy. And just the fact that they filmed there on Disney, and Disney like knows and everything, they're not doing anything about it. And they had like, you know, the audacity to go into Disney, film a movie with this caliber, and then just, you know, release it to the public. That's probably one of the reasons I'm gonna go see it, you know.
I
And
think it's gonna be a hit.
yeah, mostly just because, you know, they're making movies differently. You know, they're not doing it the usual way that everyone does it, you know, the usual formula that they teach you in like film school and everything. They're like just throwing the rule book out the window and doing whatever the hell they want. And
Well, that's
that's
what
probably
film's
why I'm
all
gonna go see
about.
it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's what film's all about, though, just experimenting, honestly. I mean,
Yeah,
and
because this
then.
is you know, most movies that you have to get permission to where you're gonna film and everything, and if you get either permission
Of
from the city,
course.
if you're filming in certain parts, or permission from an owner of a house or a restaurant or anything like that. And these guys are just like, we don't care about any of that, so we're just gonna film the movie. It's
I
gonna
mean,
be cool.
as long as it comes out right, and hopefully they get the result they wanted.
Yeah.
I'm looking
So,
forward
yeah.
to. A lot of the time, you see most of the movies. I pretty much just go by your reviews. I don't even go to the movies as much anymore. So,
Yeah. But talking about
definitely.
reviews, you guys should go check out my Metallica Through the Never review. That's starring Dane DeHaan. It's his sort of like IMAX concert experience thing. Look it up. And you can see my trailer, I mean not my trailer, my review on at the Sasha Marina show on my column, as well as a Don John review. Don John came out this last Friday. You guys, if nobody's seen it, you can still go and check it out. And if you have seen it, go check it out. Give me your thoughts on what you thought the movie was like. You know?
Yeah, to
So,
clarify
yeah.
that, you can either go to our YouTube channel, it's the Sasha Marina Show, and if not, just to our website and check out Robert's column, that's the movie, and there you see it. As well as if you guys miss any shows or whatever, any segments,
Any
Robert's
podcast?
Lunch Daily, yeah, you go all his podcasts are posted on his page and all of that, so just stay updated.
So anyways, next bit
Definitely.
of news. Paranormal Activity. This is about paranormal activity. Anybody fans of that movie? I'm not.
Are you kidding? It's
I'm not.
coming
Okay.
back.
No, it's a terrible movie to me. Anyways, it has its director and two writers. And since a Paranormal Activity movie did not come out this year, we're going to get two Paranormal Activity movies next year. And the first one coming out in January or something is called Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. And it's apparently going to be around like a Latino cast, and it's going to be on the darker side of the Catholic religion, you know, like with demonic possessions and stuff.
No
So, you
way.
know, The Last Exorcism, Paranormal Activity. That's exactly what it's going to be. That's the
Oh,
first one coming
wow.
out. And then the next one
And
is going
they
to be
had to
Paranormal Activity
stereotype
5.
it by putting Latinos on there. That's great.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I don't think it's going to take place in the United States. I feel like it might
Oh,
take
okay.
place somewhere else. I mean, it would make sense. Maybe, but we're probably not going to do it. I
Well,
don't
it
know.
definitely makes sense if the setting is somewhere in the Caribbean, like Haiti, DR, Cuba,
I
Puerto
guess.
Rico, you know? So that would definitely be the
Yeah, but
darker side of the Catholic
let me
religion.
give you guys my early review. Don't watch it. Seriously. Just don't. You're paying $15 to see the camera move a lot and see shadows. And kids running around.
Shadows. Yeah, yeah,
Because that's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
exactly
And
what this is.
babies flying out of their crib and stuff and being
I
dragged
mean,
out.
this whole found footage thing has gotten way out of hand. It was really cool at first. I mean, anybody see the Blair Witch Project? That was scary. Now this is not. This is just the same, like, crap, just different actors. And they seem to be getting younger and younger.
Tell
like,
me more
the last one
about...
was teenagers.
I saw you the other day post a comment on Facebook talking about The Purge, that it was a horrible movie. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. That I went to go see the... I finally saw Purge, The Purge, and
I have never
I really
seen
just
it.
Wanted to see it because the villain sounded pretty cool, and it turned out to be one of the worst movies I had ever seen. I really wish I could have taken back all that time I wasted on that. God,
so
I mean, the actors were just fantastic. But, I mean, this movie, for being a Hollywood-released movie, the special effects were like a bunch of – the special effects were a 14-year-old messing around with Adobe After Effects and making a movie. That's special effects.
No
were
way.
Like. Yeah, there wasn't – I don't think there was one bit of practical effects in the whole movie. And it was just plain stupid the whole time. I was like, this is stupid. It's just terrible.
So it was like a cast of high schoolers or maybe like college undergraduates?
You had Ethan Hawke in this movie. You had Lena Headey, the one from Game of Thrones. You had lots of these well-known actors. And they did a fantastic job.
I'm talking about production-wise.
Well, no, I don't know, but this was produced by the guy who made, like, you know, Paranormal Activity and stuff. So, I mean, what did I expect? But anyways, I gave it a shot. And to tell you the truth, the only thing that was great was all the actors. I mean, every single actor in the movie was just great. Even the minor characters who just died, they were just great. Everyone was just great in the movie. But the movie itself sucked. It was just terrible. I hated it. And it had a pretty good idea, you know, with the – The whole thing that one day of the year
I don't even know what it's about.
For 12 hours,
so,
one day of the year for 12 hours, all crime becomes legal. And everyone can kill anybody who they want without any prosecution or anything. They can rob, steal, murder, rape, anything. And because of this, crime is at 1% the whole year besides that day.
And people really just commit all these crimes?
Yeah, just terrible, terrible crimes. That's what they do.
And what does Ethan Hawke do?
He plays a dad.
I'm just going to ruin it for everybody else that hasn't seen it, and I'm not going to, so.
Oh, I'm not going to spoil it, but because there's people who probably want to see it. I mean, I wanted to see it, and I knew it was going to be terrible, but I still went to see it anyways. Ethan Hawke plays this. He plays like a. It's around this. It takes place this whole family, and he sells security systems for the Purge for every year the Purge, so people can protect themselves, and usually only the rich can afford it. And that's pretty much just it. That's what he does, and he protects his family. That's what he's doing the whole movie.
So the whole movie is pretty much based on these 12 hours of.
Yeah, what it is that this. His son, you see this, if you watch a trailer, you can see all this, but what happens is his son, he lets in a guy who needs help, and he's being chased by a group of people trying to kill him, and he's poor. And usually the rich go around killing the poor because they're saying they're the reason the economy is terrible, and they go around hunting down the poor and killing them. And he was homeless, so the son decided to open up the security system and let the guy in and then close it back down. And then those guys, they asked around the neighborhood, and they found out that they were hiding in there. They were hiding the guy in their house. Then the whole movie is just them giving them a few. They said, like, we're going to give you a certain amount of time, and if you don't let this guy in, if you don't let this guy out, then we're going to go in there and kill all of you, and kill this guy. So that's pretty much it. What the whole movie is.
Well, I see why you don't like it.
I thought it was okay. I mean, it had like a pretty good like idea. It would have been better if, you know, first off, yeah, the special effects were crap, and I didn't really like the directing at all, which is dumb. Just dumb. Just dumb. And they were trying to scare people, and it was just complete jump scares. I mean, you can't scare anyone like that with jump scares. I mean, at least not me. It's just cheap, and it doesn't show any like any skill whatsoever. Like, this is dumb. I don't like it.
Well, jump scares definitely scare me because I'm paranoid.
Yeah, they scare a lot of people, but it's in the end, did it really do anything? I mean, horror movies are supposed to, like, scare you for life. They're supposed to make you not want to go to sleep with the lights off. They make you want to have a bat next to you when you're sleeping or something. That's a good horror movie. But if you have a horror movie where they just pop out at you and then you immediately get over it like 2 minutes later, then it's not a good horror movie. Crap. But yeah, anyways, the last bit of news, I can get this out of the way, is Hugh Jackman. He's working on a new movie. It's called Chappie. It's Neil Blomkamp's upcoming, you know, movie right after Elysium. You know, he directed District 9 and Elysium. He wrote both of them as well. And they're very good movies. You know, District 9 had a very social commentary on poverty and all this stuff. And he usually does these sort of sci-fi action movies with they're socially conscious, and I think he does a fantastic job with all of them. But this movie is called Chappie, and it's about Robot, who's voiced by Chartel Copley. He was in District 9, and at least him, he's a fantastic actor. And apparently when he did District 9, he had never acted before in his life. And he improved the majority of the movie, and he probably gave one of the best male performances in the past decade. And that was just his first movie. But anyway.
That movie was crazy, bro. I only saw it because of you, because I thought it was so trippy.
It was great. But anyways, Chappie is a robot, and it's voiced by Chartel Copley, and they're taken by two gangsters, South African rappers Ninja and Yolandi, I don't know who that is, who intend to use them for criminal pursuits. So it's going to be sort of a drama comedy. And I think Hugh Jackman is going to play, like, his friend, the robot's, like, friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be playing a type of dramatic and comedic character. And I'm excited to see that, you know. I'm excited to see anything Neil Blomkamp does, but, you know, Hugh Jackman isn't going to be in the movie. And I'm like, okay, yeah, hell yeah, this is going to be great. Like, with each movie, Neil Blomkamp seems to be having better and better actors in his movies.
I think that, speaking of Hugh Jackman, I actually finally saw the Wolverine that actually released late July this year. And
yeah.
It was pretty good. I guess since I haven't really been following the story of Wolverine, just like the X-Men series, it was actually good just to see this one movie, like to see what he's all about. And I think he did pretty well. I mean, obviously, with no disagreements whatsoever, Hugh Jackman is a wonderful actor. And it was a Japanese cast, though, or at least it was held in Japan, so I'm guessing that are mostly Asians in the movie and in the cast are Japanese.
Because it's part of the Wolverine story. That's where he goes to, to control himself, to control his rage.
He goes
to Japan.
And he was actually, this is how mutant he is, that he was actually alive back when the whole war, the whole Vietnam War.
He was alive. He was born around the 1800s, and he lived throughout all that time. You know, he fought in pretty much every single American war. And even though
he was
Canadian.
I had no idea of, like, Wolverine's backstory. And that movie was kind of, like, the beginning for me to really get to know Wolverine, because all I knew, obviously, was with the movie show, because I don't read the comic books or anything. I just knew the whole X-Men trilogy thing. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's about all the time we have. All
right, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Twitter, on Tumblr, and Instagram, at TheRealRobertAH. And as well as Facebook, and check out my column at the Sasha Marina Show, and on YouTube as well. You know, watch those videos, like them, subscribe, share, comment, give me your opinion.
Definitely, like, follow him on Twitter. I've actually been pushing him, and he's to be more social network reactive. So he's been retweeting everything.
And I even have a smartphone now.
Yeah,
I even have a smartphone now, so I can access it quicker. So, you know,
and
you know, tweet at me.
Actually see him retweeting, and I'm like, yes, it's working. So, you know, I mean, as long as you guys, and if you guys, like, want to talk to him or have any questions, he definitely gives back feedback. He'll answer. He won't just leave your comments.
And you guys can call in, too.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, bro, thank you. We're looking forward to your next review. All righty.
It stopped streaming. That's why I said the show's over.
Alrighty then. I'll see you next week.
It's gonna stop streaming now. Anyways, whoa. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.